At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, brought to you by one Samuel Hagar there. What a great song, Bo Matthews. I love that, and Carl Middleman knows it.
That's why I'm playing it for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sammy Hagar writes a check to us to sponsor the show? What?
No,
he should.
Just that he gets a check written to him every time that song plays, but yep. You know, other than that, good for him. It's a good gig if you can get it.
It is. Well, the weather's breaking and a little drier.
Ooh.
And so my neighbor, who is a master RVer, him and his wife travel all over the region, said, "Hey, buddy, can you, you got 30 minutes to spare?" I was like, "What do you need? Anytime." He says, "I need to take the cover off my RV." And he's got, I think, a 35-foot fifth wheel.
Right.
And so I've never done this. I've never unwrapped a package this big. And so he's got the ladder leaning up against the RV, not the one you is on it on the RV. He climbs up that ladder. Then he tells me to bring that ladder down. It's a 20-foot ladder. No, I mean, it's an extension ladder.
Sure.
So I go over and I remove it, because once we get it uncovered, as you well know, he's going to use the ladder on the RV. So I'm as big as I am, 6'3" and whatever. I lay this huge ladder down on the ground, and I'm now helping him untie and move this big tarp around. I look over, his wife is 4'11" and a sneeze. She just picks that ladder up and just walks away to get it out of the way. I'm like, oh no, what do you even need me here for?
Thank you. That's funny.
Good, strong women.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I store my camper inside. We pulled it out and we drove it to Alabama the middle of March when I was gone for the week, right? And we were in those tornadoes that hit outside of Memphis. And I'm having a little battle with my insurance company right now, and I'm not going to name them here on the air, but it may come to that at some point. We went to bed. We didn't have any water dripping on us the middle of the night. The sirens went off. We had to leave the camper and take shelter inside a Love's truck stop because a tornado went overhead, right?
Whoa.
And it went very close to where we were. There was straight line winds. I mean, it looked awful outside. We're hiding inside near the shower stalls in a Love's truck stop just east of Memphis. We go back out. We crawl back in the camper after it all blows over. We go to sleep. We wake up a couple hours later with water dripping on us, right?
Your bed?
Yes. So we pull into an RV dealership. They're like, "Here's what happened. The winds ripped up the front of the roof covering, and that's let water get back under there, and you need to have that roof replaced. Go file a claim with your insurance." So I go file a claim with the insurance, and they came back to me and they denied the coverage. The camper sitting down at Byerly, they denied the coverage.
How can they
claimed that Byerly recommended me to reseal the roof a year ago, and I said no, because I did it myself. Like, that's like going to Jiffy Lube and, you know, they try to beat you up on everything. and you just decide you're going to, I'll just buy the air filter myself, or I'll buy the windshield wipers myself and put it on. So I took the camper back home a year ago, and I bought some of that self-leveling sealant, and I got up there and I resealed the front of the camper and all that stuff. And they're trying to deny my claim on some loophole for lack of maintenance. And I am just beside myself. I'm like, it's not a maintenance issue. It's a weather-related issue. And my insurance company said to me, now I've got this, the full coverage, comprehensive RV plus coverage that they refer to, where I paid extra money for extra roof coverage. And they claim that they don't cover leaks, any leak. Even though I've got roof coverage, they don't cover leaks, period. And that what happened was a result of my bad maintenance and not the storm. And I'm like, so what? if a tree had fallen on my camper, would you then admit that it was weather related? I mean, what else do you have to do? I was in tornadic conditions, and then the rain started coming in. So how do you think that happened? So we are currently appealing it, but I don't know where that's going to go. I just think people ought to be very aware of that. If you are an RVer, get your insurance policy out and read the fine print. These people tried to argue to me that the manufacturer recommends you reseal the roof of your camper every 3 months. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life. I don't know anybody that does that. But now I've got an insurance company trying to find a loophole to not cover my claim because they want to claim I didn't follow some manufacturer's recommendation on maintenance or something. It's crazy.
So
it's crazy.
This cannot be a lone wolf story. I'm sure there's many people dealing with that because I get it. Insurance companies are getting hit a lot with all the different tragedies around the country. But do you have the receipt for the product you put on the roof
sure.
for your
yeah. Yeah.
resealing?
So I've resealed it twice. In fact, first time I resealed it, I went and bought, I don't know, four or five tubes of this stuff from Walmart, I think. And then I went online and I ordered 9 more tubes of it from Amazon. So I have my Amazon receipt. I can't find that Walmart receipt because it was like a year and a half, 2 years ago almost.
Right.
So I had plenty of the product left from the first time I resealed it. I didn't know how much I was going to need. So I just used what I had left this time. I didn't go out and buy new stuff, but I sent them that receipt for this self-leveling sealant and all that stuff, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. I don't know what they're going to do, but
I've been
very disappointed with this major insurance company that advertises all over the place and how callous they've been about this. I'm like, you do understand that the RV company down here that's working on this is telling me there's $11,000 worth of damage that they have to replace that whole roof. And you obviously don't want to cover it because you don't want to pay the claim. It's nuts. So I'll keep you updated here on the show as to how that's working itself.
Go with the flow, Mark.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's we'll see how that goes.
And that what's going with the flow, Carl?
He's trying to be tricky
being
here.
Sly.
Yes, he is. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe they'll come through. I'm holding out hope that they stop trying to finagle their way out of covering
that they
this.
Do you right.
Thank you. Which
so the bid you're getting on the roof, is that a replacement? Is that what the $12,000
is? Well, here's the deal. You know, this is a 30-foot pole camper. If you replace the rubber, which is the roof covering, which covers what's probably the Luon or whatever that forms the actual roof, then they put a rubber cover over that, and then you seal around the edges. They're saying they can't just replace a part of that. It's one piece. So they have to strip off the rubber piece that's on there. And in order to do that, you have to take out all the roof vents. You have to take out the air conditioner. You have to remove all those things to take that off. It's very labor intensive. And then they have to put the new rubber sealer on there and then replace all the vents and the air conditioner. Not with new stuff necessarily, but they have to stick it all back in there. And then they have to reseal the entire roof. And their bid on it came out to like $11,000, which is interesting because the camper's maybe worth 20. And I'm thinking to myself,
right,
that's half the value of the camper. Good Lord. But anyway, we'll see. I'll keep you updated on if the insurance company does the right thing. If not,
well, do you have
maybe
insurance
we'll talk about who they are.
Against bear attack on your RV? What if they, you know, want to get in the kitchen and they,
That's a good question. There's probably a loophole for that, too. Well, it's your fault for storing food in your camper. Where the hell else are you going to store it? Right?
That's what the kitchen's for. Wow.
Thank you. I don't know.
I'm trying to switch gears here.
He's segueing.
You found a story about being bear wise.
And who would have thought? Like when I went to Montana on vacation a couple years ago, I was bear fanatic because I read all these stories about people getting attacked by bears, and I was sure I was going to be the next victim. So I went armed to the teeth, and then never even saw a darn bear. You don't expect it so much, I think, in Missouri. The Missouri Department of Conservation put out a warning from the MDC, reminding people to be bear wise and avoid conflicts with black bears, because they estimate there are 1,000+ black bears, mostly in the southern part of the state, but we know we've seen a few here around the greater St. Louis area, and they're telling people to be sure they remove bear attractants from their property, like bird feeders and trash, and make sure your barbecue grill is clean, and pet food and stuff, or food waste if you store it outside, because you're
fail. Well, I'm failing all these boxes.
If you're in a rural area, they're saying those could be the things that might attract bears, so you got to be careful.
Here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
If everybody doesn't do these, safety precautions, hiding your food and what, taking the bird feeders, then, it says the fear is you're training the bears to come to humans and not fear humans to get food. So if everybody's not doing it, kind of screwed. It's kind of like global warming.
People in Montana, where there are like real bears, like grizzly bears and stuff, everybody's much more in tune with this. This is just something we're going to have to get used to. The bear population keeps growing. You'll all have to start taking those sorts of precautions if you live in any sort of rural area to avoid these problems. I think in Montana, Wyoming, places like that, that's probably second nature. We're just not used to it. And they're also giving tips that if you're on a hike in an area where there could be bears, you just need to make a lot of noise, say, hey, bear, whatever, so that they hear you coming and you don't walk up on them and surprise them.
Or
so.
Like that viral thing where that guy...
People are still saying that, though.
Hey, bear.
That guy that was in the viral video of wearing a bear suit and it scared the other bear.
Oh, God.
Well, it's going to be a little warm if you're down at Elephant Park in a bear suit.
That's true. July. Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you about a great event to get outside and enjoy, and I'll be there, and Bo will be there. We're going to do a little sporting clay shooting. We'll talk about it next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. My name is Bo Matthews alongside Mark Cox. And this segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. They are in DePere on Manchester. If you've never been, you should. They are a gun concierge. Boy, you want some high-rent kind of firearms? They got you covered. No, it's all good quality. Glock, Sig Sauers, accessories, ammo for sure. Check them out, RazorbackArmory.com. Tell them Bo sent you in. And as we prepare for the 2025 Eureka Chamber of Commerce Sporting Clay Shooting Event, which is April 25th, it's a Friday, so think golf with shotguns. We're looking for teams. Mark Cox, are we going to get you on a team?
I am on a team. I think I'm on your team with Chuck.
You know, I think I might have heard that yesterday.
Yes,
at the
indeed.
Board meeting.
That's not breaking news here, but yes, I am. I can't wait to take part.
Well, a son to a great bird hunter is a dear friend of mine, Doc Pat Fader. He is the chiropractor to the stars in Eureka, actually, at Comprehensive Chiropractic. Welcome to the show. I think, once again, you've been on here before, right, Pat?
Yes, sir, I have.
Oh,
thanks
good
for
to
having
have
me
you
again,
back.
Bo, Mark. Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And we are getting ready. We are looking for teams. Have you been shaking the bushes to find teams to sign up there, Doc?
Oh, yeah, we've been shaking the bushes routinely, yeah, for about a month and a half now. So, yeah, we could use some more. So if you know anybody out there that's got them, I look forward to seeing you guys on Friday the 25th. You covered some of the details already. But, yeah, it's going to be a great day. A lot of fun. Hopefully the weather holds out. I hope that Mother Nature's gotten this nasty weather out of the way, and we'll be clear for takeoff.
Yeah, I've done it a couple years now. It's always kind of a shot in the dark. I mean, one year we went down there and it was we were sweating to death, and another time, you know, it's still the end of April and not very warm yet. But we've been really lucky with the weather so far, and I'm sure we will be again this time around. You know, maybe Doc, I'm sure that people who've heard of this but have never done sporting clays, maybe it'd be a good time for you to like explain to them again what it is, because if you've ever shot trap or skeet, this is a very different animal.
100%, yeah. And if you have shot skeet or trap, they're two different animals. You pretty much know what direction they're coming, but there's 14 stations, and each station is different. You usually have two throwers on each station, and one will be they started it to simulate like you're actual hunting. So springing teal, rabbit, quail, ducks coming in. I mean, all kinds of really, really cool things. So you get a variety of different shots. You get about 8 to 10 shots each person does at each station. So you'll shoot about 100 rounds in the event. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, if you're an outdoorsman or even if you're not, it's a really cool way to get out there, experience the outdoors and have a lot of fun. So you don't have to be a seasoned shooter. It's very humbling. I'm always humble when I do sporting clays. So it's like my golf game. Some days I'm on and some days I'm not. But it's fun. It's a ton of fun.
Doc Fader is a great chiropractor. He's been doing it for a long time, and he's been my chiropractor for, 20 years. And you talk a lot of times when we've visited and done videos before and podcasts that you work with golfers for their swing and try to align them or whatever. Do you ever get a skeet shooter to come in and go, hey, my shoulder's a little sore. Can you do me an adjustment? Because I might need that.
I have not, but you could be the first. Well, you're a patient already, so you could be the first. Come in after the event and tell me your shoulder hurts from shooting so much. Then we'll take care of it. But, yeah, there's some similarities between the concentration in golf and concentration in skeet shooting and sporting clays especially. But, we take care of bodies of all types.
Well, I have to tell you, Doc, I generally find the biggest challenge, and I don't know if you can fix this or not, is between the ears.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that and this will really mess everybody up, but right eye, left eye dominance. That's the other one that gets you. So if you're right eye dominant or you're left eye dominant, you're shooting right handed. That my brother has that problem. At least that's the excuse he gives me every time he misses
the
bird.
That's right. That's me too. Yeah. How long you been shooting, Doc?
Oh, my gosh. Since my dad and my grandfather had us out in the field before we could carry a gun. So I used to carry a stick to simulate the gun safety. That's what they had us do. And then we carried a BB gun. And so I would say probably, 8 years old, probably 8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
Been on the field quail hunting. So, dad did a great, and this is a gun safety for the PSA gun safety. We were done with the hunt one time and we're sitting having sodas and a snack. And he goes, boys, a gun's a very dangerous weapon. You got to respect it at all times. And then he blew the top off a tin can, and my brother and I both remember that to this day about just the safety aspect of it. So, but it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lifelong passion of mine, and some of my best memories with family has been out in the field.
Well,
I love it.
This is the thing. You know, I've been shooting like you, particularly shotguns, my whole life. Long time. Probably did sporting clays for the first time back in the 90s. There used to be a farm out in St. Charles County just south of Darden Prairie there. I think it was off of maybe D or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all homes now, but they had sporting clays. First time I shot way back then. Been doing this a long time. So what I'm about to describe to you would be like going golfing with somebody who's only been golfing 7 or 8 times in their life, and they beat you after you've been trying it forever. Last time I shot with Bo Matthews, this dude's been shooting, period, maybe a year and a half, sporting clays less than that, and he went out and beat me last year on a sporting clay course.
Mark, you and I are on that same camp, because I'm pretty sure he beat me last year, too.
I'm telling you. So, I would write it off to luck, but I think the man's just a natural. I got to tell you.
Hey, yeah, I've been 6 whole times.
Well, and then the other thing about that probably between the years deal is that he wasn't thinking too much about it and didn't have expectations like you and I did. So
that's what his wife told me.
That if we can,
son of a gun! I thought we were friends here.
We're just kidding, Bo. We love you, buddy. You know that.
On a serious note, though, I want to ask you, Doc: are you a better bird hunter or a better clay pigeon hunter?
Bird hunter by far, because it's instinct for me. And I mean, I'm not saying it's a brag or anything, but it just. When you get out in the field, you're walking, and if you're lucky enough to have a bird dog that points, you can flush a covey of quail or a rooster pheasant over a point, so you kind of know what's going on. But oftentimes it's an instinct, and it's amazing how quick that happens. And then you don't think about it, and I think that's the key for me, is that when I know that, hey, the bird's going to come out of this area, and it's going to go up, and I need to take it, I need a 3.5-foot lead, and I need to take it when it peaks. I mean, all that calculation, that the mental gymnastics for me personally, it throws me off. But if a bird gets up in front of me and that just instinct takes over, and I don't think, and I just, you pull the trigger when you don't even think about it, you're not thinking about it. hey, I need to pull the trigger. So anyway, I'd say much better in the field than on the range.
Well, we're going to find out on April 25th. Again, we're piquing your interest in joining us for the Eureka Chamber of Commerce event. Let me just describe the day, first of all. There's going to be a light lunch at 11 with shotgun start at noon. Dinner refreshments follow the event. Plus, we have raffles. And the cool thing is, if you go to eurekachamber.org, we are doing some, we're looking for sponsors for the beer, the water, the station sponsors, which is really inexpensive. Also, we have two raffles that we're doing. Charles Daly 12-gauge over and under are $10 tickets, only 200 sold, and a meat raffle from B&H Market out in Pacific. It's a $500 meat raffle for $10. Even if you don't go to the event, you can still get these raffle tickets online at eurekachamber.org, and we'd love to have you out there. Like Pat said, we're going to hopefully have a great day. The best shooter is going to win Lamplighter Weekend Getaway. Is that correct?
Yep, Lamplighter Resort down to Lake the Ozarks. Thanks to Jerry Kirk. And the shotguns come from Doc's Guns and Ammo in Eureka as well. And then don't forget, we got a one-year membership to St. Louis Sporting Clays, or St. Louis Heat and Trap. It's not Sporting Clays, but they have Sporting Clays. But a one-year subscription to their organization, and that's about an $800 value, and you can practice all year long.
Yeah, it's good. We're looking forward to that. It ought to be a lot of fun. And, you know, the trick of this, and you were talking about instinctual with the birds when you're out in the field. Sporting, like, I found this with trap. It ought to be easier than it is because you pretty much, you know the clay pigeon's going to fly one of five different directions out of that box, and it's moving away from you at a decreasing rate. Unlike a bird, when a bird takes off, it's gaining speed as it goes away from you. So you would think the clay pigeon shooting would be easier, but for some reason, I don't know if it's a trick of the mind or what, it's truly a challenge, and it's a good way to hone your skills, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I do love going, prior to the bird season, just to sharpen your skills, and you know, you can hit those layups a little bit better. And I do a GoPro on occasion, and we were out in Kansas, and a rooster got up, and you know, I shot it. I hit on my second shot, but I watched the video, and I watched how quick all that stuff happens, and it's a second and a half before a bird's out of range. And so that it's a lot of fun. And again, the instinct side of it, you can do that out there at Skeet and Trap place where you carry your gun, like, or you hold your gun, like you're getting ready to have a bird flush and just practice those instinctual shootings as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Also, I want to mention, you can bring your own golf cart or UTV, or you can walk the course. It's going to be a beautiful day, hopefully, and that won't hinder anything. But teams of four are $400 with a service charge online. You can be an individual shooter for $100, and you've got to get your own ammo, which they will be selling on site at the location of St. Louis Skeet and Trap in Pacific, Missouri. But we invite anybody that wants to get out on a Friday and join us, play hooky for the long weekend, and let's have a good time with it. Doc, thank you so much for your time today, sir.
Thank you very much, both of you, for having me on, and look forward to seeing everybody out.
We'll be there, sir. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
You bet. All right. Bo, maybe we ought to auction off a trap shoot with Bo Matthews and see if you can beat Bo. Who can beat Bo? That'll be the title of it.
Dude, it's like bowling for me. Some days I'm bowling 280. Some days it's 94. You know,
I got you. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to the National Director of Gun Owners of America about what's going on in this country. Some big 2A news out of the ATF this past week. We'll cover it all with Mark Jones in just a few minutes. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Mark Cox, and thrilled to have you in here alongside Bo Matthews, Carl Middleman. And,
pew, pew.
You know, we love to talk to the folks from Gun Owners of America. There's big issues going on. The ATF and, national concealed carry reciprocity across the country. And it's a good time to get an update on all of that. We got Mark Jones with us, a certified wildlife biologist, national director of hunter programs for the Gun Owners of America. And Mark, welcome into the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, it is it's a thrill to have you on. And, of course, we talk a lot about Second Amendment issues here on this show because that's part of the name of it. And, of course, we love hunting and as well, so you fit right in the middle of all that.
That's great. Glad to be here.
You know, what is going on with Kash Patel? I read this week, I think it was a Truth Social post, where the president is relieving him of his temporary duties running the ATF and moving somebody else into that position. How do we feel about that?
Well, I think that was expected. I don't think it's necessarily a negative thing. I think he was temporarily there. And there's been some good news come out of the ATF and out of the Justice Department here in the recent days. They've rescinded the zero tolerance policy that they were using to shut down gun sellers. And I don't know if you guys have followed that very closely, but during the Biden administration, they were shutting down people that were selling firearms, FFLs, just for clerical errors. And that was called a zero tolerance policy. And Kash, he rescinded that before he left. And he also set some other things in place that I think are going to return rights to folks in the coming months and years.
You know what, Mr. Jones, do you think Kash is just too busy with the FBI to be worried about that? Maybe they've uncovered something more. I mean, there's a lot of Americans that are waiting for, you know, some big headlines. When I first saw the headline about him being removed from the ATF, I just thought, well, he does have a little bit on his plate over at the FBI.
I think that's exactly what's happening. I think we hopefully can see some new stuff coming out of the FBI, and I think we're going to see better stuff coming out of the ATF and the Justice Department. Trump issued an executive order telling Pam Bondi to look into Second Amendment infractions that occurred during the Biden term, the 4 years of Biden. And I think we're going to see some things come out of the ATF that will be positive for gun owners. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that Kash left. I think he was there temporarily. I think we're going to see good things coming out of that Trump-led Justice Department.
Yeah, talking to Mark Jones from Gun Owners of America. Speaking of the ATF, like I do a weekday morning show here at the radio station, and I have Congressman Eric Burleson on from Missouri from the 7th District here pretty often. He has introduced the bill to end the ATF. Now, he tells me that realistically he's not sure they can get that done officially, but they can remove and limit a lot of the duties that the ATF is currently doing, sort of like they're doing at the Department of Education. Do you agree with that approach? Clearly, when you get a background check done, that's done by the FBI. It's not done by the ATF.
Yes. We were the original organization calling for abolishment of the ATF years ago. In fact, we have a little patch that we've had for years that we give out at shows that says abolish the ATF. So we certainly support that. We also support a measured approach, though. You can't just kill the ATF overnight because a lot of their bad policies will stay in place. And that's why we're excited about what Trump did when he issued an executive order February 7th. He told Pam Bondi, as the attorney general, to look into infractions against the Second Amendment. And I think we're going to see legislation to remove things that are in law. And I think we're going to see executive orders to remove bad executive orders and hopefully can phase the ATF out. But we certainly support the concept that Representative Burleson is after there to eventually abolish that agency.
Yeah.
Well, this is fantastic. We're talking to Mark Jones, certified wildlife biologist and national director, Hunter Programs of Gun Owners of America. It's a pleasure to have you on our show. You have some information about the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. I've got a lot of people in my circle that we talk about it like all the time. Do you have any idea, is that a possibility that we would be nationwide be able to protect ourselves?
We think it is. The National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act passed the House Judiciary Committee that's chaired by Representative Jim Jordan, and that legislation was introduced by Representative Hudson from North Carolina. President Trump has said he will sign it, which is a good sign, and obviously we always have the hurdle of the Senate, and you guys are well familiar with some of our fickle senators over on the Senate side, but I think there is a chance this will pass. And what it will do is it will operate a lot like a driver's license. You know, if you have a driver's license in Wyoming, where I live, I can drive to Missouri. It will operate similar to that. States will have to recognize your rights from whatever state you come from. And Illinois is a big state for me because when I travel east by vehicle, there's a problem when I get to the Illinois line. I'm good all the way from Wyoming to Illinois, you know. So, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with that. So we're excited. We think there is a chance it will pass.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that I would love to think that would happen. I wonder, and I don't expect you to know the answer to this because it's something that just popped into my head. But I wonder if it's something. Could they attach something like that to reconciliation so that they could avoid the fight in the Senate?
There is some discussion in Washington about trying that. Yes, absolutely. Using some of the tricks the Democrats have used over the years, it's probably high time Republicans do that to do some good things. So I think there's a possibility this could get through. And Trump says he wants it on his desk. So let's hope that Congress can get it there.
Yeah.
Well, he may not be a gun owner himself, like, you know, Kamala Harris was, but his sons hunt. And I think that's important. When you got dad's ear, you can share with him, you know, what that world is about. I mean, there's a lot of things that Trump learns by osmosis just being around. So I've got a lot of respect for the boys of the Trump family.
Yes, that's true. And you know, President Trump, I think he knows that Second Amendment lovers, that hunters, just traditional gun owners are his base. They're his core constituents. And through time, he's become more and more, you know, he has listened more and cared more about the wishes of that part of his constituency.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't, and I'm a big Trump fan and have been since 2016. I've supported a lot of what he stood for. I've taken the warts along the way with everyone else, but I mean he did some things that we weren't crazy about when he was president the first time. But he the bump stock ban and things like that.
Yeah.
But you're right, because one time Don Trump Jr. came to town to campaign here in Missouri for Eric Greitens, our former governor. I think he was running for senator then, and we were able to go out and do some shooting with him at a local private range here in town. So you're right. I would imagine that has had a huge influence on his Second Amendment positions, the fact that both of his sons enjoy shooting.
Yes, he's come a long way, the president has, from the days when he tried to ban bump stocks with an executive order, and we actually took him to court over that. And we love Trump. We spent a lot of money to help him get elected in this last election, I think about $3 million. So he's come a long way, and he really has stood up for the Second Amendment. And that executive order he issued February 7th, it's a remarkable thing that it told the Attorney General of the United States to look into the last 4 years of Biden actions and to see where they had infringed on people's rights. So I'm excited about what could come out of that.
Well, we are too. Mark Jones, our guest. Did I see right? You're based out of Wyoming, Buffalo?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. North Central Wyoming.
I started my radio career in a little town of Gillette, Wyoming, if you know where that is.
Absolutely. About 75 miles east of here.
Is that right? No kidding. What was the station, yes, Bo?
It was AM 1270 KIML, Camel Country.
Wow. That is amazing. It's a small world, so you know
it is.
I'm sure quite well.
Dude, yes, I'll tell you what. Wyoming freaked me out. Were you born and raised out there?
I was not. I like to say I got here as fast as I could.
I love that.
I grew up in Minnesota, which is the tundra, but when I moved to Wyoming and the highway patrol shut the gates over the highway and shut down the city because of, you know, the winters are so bad. Dude, I had claustrophobia like I'd never had before. It was crazy.
Yes, yes. We could have some very bad blizzards and things just shut down for a day or two. But right now it's sunny and beautiful, so we get breaks in the weather. It's not frozen tundra all the time.
It's a beautiful part of the country, no doubt about that. Before we let you go, Mark, I also had this conversation with Eric Burleson, who I end up having on the show fairly often, and that's about the National Firearms Act. Bo and I talk a lot on here about silencers and the process you can go through now that's kind of been streamlined to some extent if you want to get one. But at the end of the day, it still kind of strikes me as ridiculous that the government makes you, penalizes you to the tune of $200 just to apply for the right to have one, and then you got to pay $1,000 for it on top of that, right?
Yes, yes. We would love to see the NFA repealed. We're working in Congress to do that. Representative Clyde from Georgia has introduced a bill to take some items off of the NFA, like short-barreled rifles. But we'd like to see the whole thing repealed. We would like silencers to be purchased over the counter. You can buy a suppressor over the counter in Finland and Sweden and Europe because they recognize the benefits for hearing protection. So
yes,
it's ridiculous,
sure,
that these items are handled the way they are.
Yeah, well, none too soon. So I didn't realize there had actually been a bill filed that would basically just, what would that do? That would just sort of draw back the NFA to shrink it a little bit?
Yeah, it shrinks it. It's called the Short Act, and
okay,
it really goes mostly after short-barreled shotguns, rifles. It would get those out of the NFA. But we also would like to see suppressors deregulated to where you can buy those in a convenience store.
Absolutely.
It's not a scary thing. Like I said, in Europe, of all places, you can buy them in convenience stores. So it's crazy that we regulate these the way we do.
I think people have seen too many James Bond movies. They think there's an assassin lurking around every corner, and if they can just get their hands on a suppressor, they can and kill people and get away with it. It's crazy. It really is.
It is absolutely crazy. And as you well know, a lot of shooters use those for hearing protection.
Sure.
It reduces recoil. They're remarkable, and we shouldn't have to spend all this money and go through this paperwork to buy these things.
In your professional opinion, what do Americans who support the Second Amendment do? What can we do, or what can we share with our listeners, what they can do to help things move along, whether it's the ATF, the NFA stuff, or even the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act? Is there anything we can do?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. A couple things. We see what we're called the Trump slump right now. People have relaxed because Trump's in there and he's doing things. We can't relax. The left is not relaxing. So contact your members of Congress and support organizations like Gun Owners of America. You know, go to gunowners.org because I can promise you the Democrats are fighting like the third monkey trying to get on Noah's Ark. And even though Trump's in there, people can't relax. And we're seeing that kind of like, oh, Trump's in there, it's going to be fine. But if you want to get these things passed, we have a short window to do it. The Democrats are going to come back hard and come right back after our rights at the first opportunity. So contact your members of Congress and stay in the fight.
Yeah, and gun owners, I mean, I'll just tell people, I mean, you go on there, it's a little bit of nothing to join, and you guys are leading the fight in many of these lawsuits and challenges around the country to secure the Second Amendment.
Yes, sir, we do. We spend a lot of time, we've talked a lot about legislation today, but we also spend a lot of time going to court. Goodness, when Biden was in there, it was hard to keep track of all the times we sued him for unlawful executive orders. So the fight for our rights is going to go on. It's going to go on after Trump is out of office. So we've got to stay engaged. We got to get some of these things repealed now. But the battle will continue because the left is going to keep coming after our guns.
Yeah, it's a great point. Yeah. Mark Jones, listen, we appreciate having you on here today. It's been a pleasure, and please keep up the good fight.
Well, Bo and Mark, thank you so much for having me on, and I'll be glad to come back anytime.
Yep, thank
you. Good deal. Enjoy that beautiful weather out there today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
All right, take care. Gunowners.org, like $25 is what it costs to be an annual member, and they give you updates all the time for each state around the country, and they just kind of keep you up to date on what's happening. I loved his joke there. Fight like you're the third monkey on the ramp going up the arc.
There's another line to that. And it's starting to rain.
But don't fight. But if you have to, fight like you're the third monkey going up the ramp on the arc. And brother, it's starting to rain. That's a good one. Bo Matthews, have a great week, my friend.
Yeah, you too. Any questions about the chamber shoot, go to eurekachamber.org, get your raffle tickets or sign up and join Mark and I out there. Have a great rest of your weekend. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com. At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.